a new blood test for picking up organ rejection. With the Medical Minute-om John Schieser, a simple, inexpensive blood test may soon be able to help clinicians halt organ rejection before it impairs transplanted hearts and kidneys. Researchers at Stanford University School of Medicine are now reporting that they have made a significant advance in this area of transplantation. They have found three easily measured proteins that rise in the blood during acute rejection. The research is the first ever report on an immune rejection signal that is shared by both the kidneys and the heart. The new blood test would circumvent the invasive, expensive, and slow system now used to keep tabs on kidney transplants and heart transplants. Studies now show that up to 25% of kidney recipients and 40% of heart recipients experience an episode of acute rejection in the first year after transplant. The new blood test reportedly will let clinicians skip directly to drug dosing before a transplanted kidney is damaged. The researchers say this test could be used to not only treat rejection early, but to reduce doses of immunosuppressive agents in those patients who may not need them. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser.